wanted to talk about a pretty basic thing, which is pretty amazing that most people do not really know. Now, you think that the Ikrim of the Das, we should know. There are 13 Animamims. The 12th is the Mashiach. The 13th is Tchias HaMeisim. And yet, most people don't really know what the Mashiach is, what Tchias HaMeisim is, why do we want Mashiach, when will the Mashiach come, when's Tchias HaMeisim, what's the purpose of Tchias HaMeisim. Right? Very, very unclear. Part of why it's unclear is, as most many things in Yadut, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. I have in the sheet two sides. I sort of broke it up. There's the Rambam Shita and the Ramban Shita. And there's a lot in the middle, meaning there's those maybe two extremes, depending on which way you go, and there's variations of in the middle. But just a quick introduction to the topic. We say in the davening of Shabbos, right before the Kiel Adam, Ein kerkecha Hashem elokeinu ba'olam hazeh, ve'ein zulascha malkeinu lechayei ha'olam haba, eves piltcha goleinu limos ha'mashiach, ve'ein dom elecha moshiyenu siyas ha'meisim. So it mentions four steps. Olam hazeh, chayei ha'olam haba, Mashiach, and Tchias HaMeisim. So we have to know what these four steps are. Olam Hazeh, we know. Olam Haba, Mashiach, Tchias HaMeisim. Now, what's interesting is we say on the weekday davening, we say, Shenishbar Hukekah B'Olam Hazeh, V'nizke V'nichya V'nirish V'nirish Tov Racha, Vishnei Yemos HaMashiach Ulechaye Olam Haba. Just has two steps, and it puts Mashiach before Olam Haba. Here, it puts Olam Haba before Mashiach. Seems to be a contradiction in what comes first. So, could be that it's a machlokes, could be some of these parts of davening were written by the Rishonim, they're different shitas. But what many people say is that there's no machlokes because there are really two Olam Habas, which means we need to explain that there are really five steps. There's Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, then, as we say, I'm going through the Ein Kerkecha Hashem Olam Hazeh, Ben Sirozcha Malkeinu Chai Olam Haba, then comes Yemos HaMashiach, then comes Tchias HaMeisim, and then, as it says in the weekday davening, then comes back Olam Haba again. So we do have to know what are the different steps, why do we need all the different steps, why do we want the different steps, what are we waiting for, etc. Okay, so we'll first start with the Rambam Shita. Basically, the person first has to know basic Jewish philosophy, basic Jewish hashkafa, call it what you want, Mesidas Yesharim, the Rambam, whatever. The basic Hashkafa, we believe, is that this world is, as far as enjoyment, is not such a good place. That's what the Mesidas Yesharim says, that one of his proofs that there must be an Olam Haba is that if Hashem created this world for pleasure, then Chas V'Shalom, he did a very poor job. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's called Yochel, could have obviously done a much better job. He says that most of life, people go to work, person works most of his day. What is he? What's his whole enjoyment? So on Sunday afternoon, he enjoys, he lies in bed. Oh, great pleasure. He watches a football game, eats a piece of cake. There's no great pleasures in this world. And he says that it's the sorrows outweigh the pleasures. People have sicknesses. Some people are born sick. Their whole lives are sick. People have family problems, emotional problems. There's just this world, so he says, Mesiyas Yesharim, this world is to do mitzvahs. And the ultimate reward is an Olam Haba. So Olam Haba is a world that's created for pleasure. So it's a different type of world. It's a world which lends itself more for pleasure, enjoyment. Now says the Messiah Sharem and other people, the Rambam says it too, that even in this world, the greatest pleasures are always spiritual, not eating your piece of cake. He says, what's going to be the greatest pleasure the day a person gets married? Probably the happiest day of his life for many people. Some people might be the most unhappy day of his life, but for most people, it's the happiest day of his life. Right? The day a person has a child. The day a child gets married could be an extremely happy day. The day your child gets bar mitzvah. The day you have a grandchild. Right? Those days are much happier than when a person, when you ask him, what was the happiest day of your life? It's a tremendous rachmanis if the guy will say, oh, I once went to a good restaurant. Boy, he had good schnitzel. That's a very unhappy person. The person's happiest days of his life should be certain emotional experiences. Even if he got honor. Person enjoys honor. It's also an emotional experience. So the Rambam basically says that that proves that spiritual pleasures are much, much more enjoyable than physical pleasures. And therefore he says that Olam Haba, which is a place, which is miyuchid for pleasure, is going to be spiritual. What do we need the physical body for? The physical body only interferes. It has its needs. It's hungry. It's sick. Who needs it? So according to the Rambam, at least, the person is made up of two parts. Person has a guf and a neshama. He says the real you is your neshama. The proof is if chas v'shalom, a person loses his arm, he's not any less there. Even if he loses most of his body's chopped off, if he's still alive, he's still there, 100%. The real you is your neshama. Chafetz Chaim gives a beautiful mashal, said it many times. He said that a good tailor knows how to, he makes a suit. He makes a suit that he lines up the material so perfectly that you can't find any seams. It looks like it's just one piece of cloth that just perfectly fits his body. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such an amazing tailor that he made a suit for the neshama that we can't find the seam. So where's the seam? There is no seam. So it's such a perfect fit that we think that that's, we don't realize it's a set of clothes. But in reality, the body is only a levush for the neshama. So according to the Rambam, The pleasure, the ultimate pleasure, is an Olam Haba, is an Olam HaNeshamos, where a person has spiritual pleasure. The greatest spiritual pleasure, what the Ramchal says, Siyas Yesharim, is Zveikus B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's the appreciation of the difference between the Jewish religion and perhaps a Muslim religion, where they're dreaming of their Olam Haba of having 15 zonos. When we talk about Olam Haba being Dovik B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a total difference. So the greatest, what we're dreaming of, the Olam Haba, the ultimate pleasure, is to reach a very high level of spirituality, where a person is almost freed from his guf, from the limitations of his body, and his neshama is kulo kodesh, and is able to have this relationship, this love affair, so to speak, this dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the greatest pleasure. According to that, there's a major problem. The problem is, okay, so we do mitzvahs and Olam Haza so that we can deserve Olam Haba. Why in the world do we need Mashiach? Because Mashiach is this world. Mashiach, we're still in our bodies. We know the general rule that the Chazal say, and the Rambam says it here too in this Rambam, if you read it, that the world runs in Moshe Mashiach the same regular laws of nature. So what do we need Moshe Mashiach for? What do we need Tchiyas HaMeisim for? What do we need that for? We want the person, if you want Olam Haba, especially according to the Rambam, is a world of neshamas, of total spirituality without all the chesroinus that we have to go to eat, we have to go to the bathroom, we have to do, who needs all that? So what is the great desire for Mashiach? A person should be happy to have Olam Haza, to do mitzvahs as much as you can, and then after one is nifter, one goes to Olam Haba, which has its greatest dveikus. Who needs Olam Mashiach? Who needs Tchiyas HaMeisim, that after you die, you have to come back again? What do we need it for? Right? That sounds almost like a Gilgal. What do we need a Gilgal for? Tchiyas HaMeisim. Gilgal is almost, you know, who needs it? So the Rambam says a very, very fascinating line. If you look in the Rambam says that why he really asks this question. The beginning of the Rambam, that's the first Maramukam, or second Maramukam on the first page. U'mibnezeh his avo kol Yisrael, this is why all Klal Yisrael, Nevi'eim, the Nevi'im, Vachmeim, the Talmid Achamim, Yemos HaMelech Mashiach, why do they want Mashiach? Kidei she'enuchu mi'malchus ha'rasha, so they should have freedom, rest from the rishis of the goyim. She'ena manachas em Yisrael lachli v'tor mitzvahs kehogen, that society does not allow us to do mitzvahs properly. V'yirtzenem argoa, will have the relaxation, the freedom. V'yirbu b'chokman, they'll have the wisdom. K'dei she'yizku l'chai yodam habo. So according to the Rambam, Yemos HaMashiach is simply a world where it's easier to do mitzvahs. In other words, the goal is Olam Haba. Yemos HaMashiach is not the goal. How do you get to Olam Haba? By doing mitzvahs. Except in this world, there are many distractions. It's hard to do mitzvahs. We have the Muhammad, we have daigas of Parnassa, we have all kinds of distractions that make it very, very difficult to do mitzvahs. So when the Mashiach comes, it's going to be easier to do mitzvahs. It's going to be easier to do mitzvahs, then we'll be able to do more mitzvahs. We'll be able to do more mitzvahs, we'll get Olam Haba. So Olam Mashiach is simply a time when we were able to perform more mitzvahs. The Rambam, though he doesn't spell it out, but most people explain that according to the Rambam, Tchiyas HaMeisim is the same thing. Tchiyas HaMeisim is that it's not fair. Why should the people that are, let's say us, if the Mashiach would come now, Hashem, so we'll be Zayach to the Mashiach. So, and it's the opportunity to do mitzvahs to be easier, and therefore it's easier to get Olam Haba. Why is it fair that we should get this golden opportunity and the Chafetz Chaim shouldn't get this golden opportunity? Chafetz Chaim was a much bigger tzaddik than we were. He wanted the Mashiach more than us. Why shouldn't he get that opportunity? Why shouldn't the Rambam get that opportunity? Why shouldn't the Gra get that opportunity? So according to the Rambam Shat, the way they explain it, Tchiyas HaMeisim is simply that when the Mashiach comes, there'll be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, which will allow the people who were nifter before the Mashiach to come to enjoy, not enjoy the pleasure, but enjoy the opportunity of doing mitzvahs, so they can get more Olam Haba. So when the Mashiach comes, then the tzaddikim will come back to life, and they, together with the people who are alive at the time of the Mashiach, will get the opportunity to do mitzvahs easier, so they can get more Olam Haba. That is, in a simple nutshell, the Rambam Shita. That the ultimate goal, the ultimate pleasure is Olam Haba. Olam Haba, there's no body, there's no guf. Tchiyas HaMeisim, Mashiach, is not the ultimate pleasure. That's not the end game. The end game is after Tchiyas HaMeisim. The most is Olam Haba. And Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Mashiach is only an opportunity to do more mitzvahs so that you can get to the next level. So what we're saying here is, in the davening, Ein Arok Kachal Shakem Ram Haza, okay? Then comes Oidam Haba. This Oidam Haba means when a person dies, his neshama has to go in a holding pattern before, let's say the Chafetz Chaim is nifter now. So where's his neshama? So he's waiting. He wants to get to do more mitzvahs in Yemos HaMashiach. So he has to wait in a area called Oidam Haba, or Gan Eden and other Svarim is called. Then comes Yemos HaMashiach. Yemos HaMashiach comes together with Tchiyas HaMeisim. And then after Yemos HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMeisim, which lasts for approximately 1,000 years, then according to the Rambam Shita, everyone will die again. Even the people that are Tchiyas HaMeisim will die a second time. And then we'll be zoiche to the second Oidam Haba, which explains why in the Yevorah Tzion we have the order in verse that Oidam Haba comes after Yemos HaMashiach, because the ultimate schar is after Tchiyas HaMeisim, after Oidam Haba, people will die, and then they'll get after Yemos HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMeisim, then there'll be a second Oidam Haba, which will be the real Oidam Haba, because people will be on a higher spiritual level. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita. There's a very, very big question on the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that the reason why we want Mashiach is not because of physical pleasures. Physical pleasure, if a person wanted physical pleasure, you should just want to die and go to Oidam Haba. What do you need? You know what? That's not the purpose of life. Why people don't want to die? Because they want to do more mitzvahs. So why would you? Why do you want the Mashiach for? They want the Mashiach because Mashiach is an opportunity to do more mitzvahs, to get more schar. Now, why do you get more schar? Why? Because you do more mitzvahs. Because it's easier. Problem is, but just the opposite. If it's easier, so then there's less schar, because we know a rule that the main schar a person gets is when he overcomes his nisyonos. So if Mashiach is going to be easy to do mitzvahs, so granted in quantity we'll be able to do more mitzvahs, but the reward will be less because it'll be easier. So according to the logic, maybe I shouldn't want the Mashiach, because now that it's hard, I'm going to get more schar. According to the Rambam, the whole reason why we want the Mashiach is so that I can do mitzvahs and get Oidam Haba. Well, it's a greater reward when the mitzvahs are hard. So if it's a greater reward when the mitzvahs are hard, so why do I need Mashiach for? Let's keep it hard. And okay, so for especially for the Chafetz Chaim, right, the Chafetz Chaim wanted Mashiach. Why did the Chafetz Chaim want Mashiach? Maybe someone who's flunking, doing Averis, I understand, he wants Mashiach, because it's so hard. But why? Well, a person who's not flunking, what does he need Mashiach for? What does he need Mashiach? He's doing mitzvahs now, and just the opposite, it's better. He gets the harder the Nisayin, the greater the schar. So I asked this question many years ago. As a relatively young bach, I asked this to Rav Simcha Wasserman, that's how. So he told me an answer which is pretty widely accepted. It's pretty much, you look around, it's pretty accepted. He said there's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, it's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma says that we know, if you read the Navi, that Bayis Rishon was destroyed. The people were doing in the time of the Bayis Rishon the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Now we find it very strange, because we don't understand why in the world were they bowing down to idols. It seems so silly. We read in the Chazal that the people in the Bayis Rishon were great people. Dor Dea comes out of Mitzrayim, and they're Nichshon Cheta Ego. Doesn't make sense to us. So the Gemara says a very amazing thing. The Gemara says in Yuma that after Bayit Rishon, Chazal got together and they said, this is ridiculous. Why was there the Bayit, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Because the Yetzirah was Avodah Zarah and people were doing Avodah Zarah. He said, why did Hashem give us the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? We just said, because every time you have an Nisayon, you pass an Nisayon, you get more Schar. But people aren't passing, they're flunking. So it's not serving its function. So they went ahead, amazing thing, the Kayach of their Avodah, and they decided, let's get rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. And it says in the Gemara that a petah came down from Shemayim. Good idea, you're right. And Chazal basically removed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. We don't have the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah because Chazal removed it. Now, they didn't remove it totally. Otherwise, there are still some Mishugaim, right? Hare Krishna, whatever they're called, I don't know. There are still people that do Avodah Zarah. But it's definitely weaker. Most normal, sane people do not do Avodah Zarah. Right? Some people say evolution's Avodah Zarah, but I would probably say the same thing. Most sane people don't believe in that either. So the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, is definitely weakened. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that originally Hashem made the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Obviously Hashem didn't make a mistake. Hashem made the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah because when he made it, people could handle it. People were great enough, strong enough, able-bodied enough in a spiritual sense that they could handle the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, okay, we have a very, very strong Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, but we're defeated. As Niskatnu Adoris came along, we believe the generations get weaker as time goes on, so they were less able to fight the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, and it got to a point where they were so failing that it caused a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, because 99% of the people were flunking. So Chazal decided we have to make a correction. Even though 500 years ago, so to speak, or when the time when the world was created, it was healthy for the world to have such a strong Yetzirah. But today, it's not healthy anymore. So they went ahead and got weakened the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So Rav Simcha Wasserman says that is exactly what the Mashiach does. The Mashiach, according to the Rambam, does not totally remove the Yetzirah. The Mashiach just weakens the Yetzirah. Pshat is, again, the same thing. Chazal made a correction. The Yetzirah got too strong. Chazal made that it doesn't serve its purpose. The purpose of the Yetzirah was that we could defeat it, but we're not defeating it, or at least too many people are losing. So Chazal made a correction, and they weakened the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Since then, 2,000 years, 3,000 years, whatever has gone by, and the world has been going down, down, down. And at some point, Kosh Baruch Hu and his Chachma will decide that also, this is ridiculous. It's not serving its function. The Yetzirah is too strong. Too many people are being nichshol looking on the internet. Too many people are being nichshol and too many averis. It's not serving its function. The Yetzirah's function was so people should pass and get reward, not that people should flunk. So Hashem will make a correction. How does he make a correction? He sends a Mashiach. The Mashiach decreases, but not totally removes the power of the Yetzirah. Now that the Mashiach comes and the Yetzirah is decreased, there is, it's easier for people to do mitzvahs, and Memeda, we're back on track the way it's supposed to be in Olam Hazeh. So again, according to the Rambam, in simple pshat, the purpose of Olam Hazeh is to pass Nisyonos. Originally, people were greater. They could pass Nisyonos even when it was a harder Nisayon. As the Doiros go down, it becomes very hard. We don't succeed as much. Therefore, at some point, Hashem will send the Mashiach to make it easier. then it'll be easier. Again, there'll still be an Nisayon, there'll still be an opportunity to do more mitzvahs. He'll be Tchias HaMeisim to allow the earlier Dairis that they should also have this opportunity. They'll last approximately, whatever, 1,000 years. And then there'll be another Misa, and then there'll be Ayram Hab. Okay. I see I will not finish, so don't get scared. But there is, according to the Rambam sheet, that is still a problem. That's very good if, you know, for the regular person. We still haven't really answered the question why the Chafetz Chaim wants a Mashiach. Because the assumption is that the Chafetz Chaim, even with the difficulty at Sahara, was doing pretty well. So really, it should come out that the Chafetz Chaim personally is losing when the Mashiach comes, according to this logic. Right? You know, there's Bishlamo, I say, like me. Okay, I'm still doing Averis. So you could say that I'm better off. You know, the Mashiach will come, the Nisyanis will be easier. So I'll do many, many more mitzvahs, many, many less averes, and the, you know, that is better than what I'm doing now, even though I'm doing now when I'm doing my mitzvahs with a hard nisayon, because the averes that I'm doing mess up. It's like a little psul. It's sort of, if you're playing the stock market, it's sometimes, if you're betting on horses, so to speak, it might be a better bet to bet. People will say you buy a blue chip stock, I think it's called, and or you bet on a sure thing. It's better than betting your money on a wild card and a far fetched horse that might win, or to buy a stock that has a very bad chance that it's going to go up, it's probably going to go down. So for an average person, Olam HaBa is better if the nisyonos become less, and it becomes a more of a sure thing that we're going to pass in his yainis, and we'll get Olam HaBa. But for the Mashiach, for the Chafetz Chaim, who was going ahead and doing, winning, even with the hard Nisayon, the hard Yetzahara, so why in the world would he want the Mashiach? So it's a difficult question, according to the Rambam Shita. Again, there is a different Shita in Mashiach, which obviously we're not going to get to, which is, we'll have to save it for another time. But the way it's brought down in the Chafetz Chaim HaTorah, that the Chafetz Chaim told his Talmidim an amazing line, that you have to care about other people too. That even though it might really be, if you apply it to this application, Chafetz Chaim was talking a little bit different application, but basically it seems to be the same thing, that even though it could be for the Chafetz Chaim himself, personally, if he was a selfish person, He would be better off if the Mashiach did not come. Because for him, that he's doing mitzvahs with a difficult Yetzahara, b'shleimus, he's getting more, the whole purpose of the Mashiach is to get more schar, and he's going to get more schar when the Mashiach doesn't come. But the Chafetz Chaim is a tremendous Baal Chesed, and he cares about other people, and he cares about his friends, he cares about all Klal Yisrael, and he wants everyone to get Olam HaBa. And it bothers him tremendously when he sees people doing averis, and he realizes they're going to lose out on their Olam HaBa. So the Chafetz Chaim, as a super Baal Chesed, wants the Mashiach to come because he knows it's better for everyone else. Aye, for you, it's not better. Okay, so I don't care about myself. Right? That's what it says here on the Chafetz Chaim, that one of the Talmidim asked him, "My Yasa Mashiach Yavo, what are you going to do if Mashiach comes?" Like the Chafetz Chaim is waiting every day for a dime to learn. You want to learn more. If you started by, you're going to be embarrassed. You didn't learn as much as you would have wanted to, and you could do more. When Klal Yisrael was suffering, he's talking about also physical suffering. You should care about the Rabbim instead of yourself. So he's basically saying, for the sake of the Rabbim, to help the Rabbim physically, and other people say also, this is not the perfect quote, I believe there's another Chafetz Chaim, which I knew, that to help the Rabbim spiritually, so you should want the Mashiach. Okay, so this is the first Shita. I just mentioned, because I don't have time to do the Ramban Shita, But there is a very quick, fast, I got 1 minute left, so we'll just quickly notice something. The question is, how does the Mashiach, by the Mashiach coming, weaken the Yetzirah? So some people seem to say Hashem does it. Hashem takes away the Yetzirah. But the Rambam seems to say it's because of it's a natural thing, because the Rambam Shita is that the Moshe Mashiach, everything follows the laws of nature. That the Mashiach himself will be a tremendous gadol, and a tremendous gadol in the world will automatically, when there's a big tzaddik in the world, automatically he weakens everyone else's Yetzirah. When you look in the Rambam, if you have, the Rambam says, if I look up in line where it says Yuma, he says that the Mashiach will be Bal Chokma Yosef Mishlomo, he's smarter than Shlomo, Navi Gadol Karav Moshe Rabbeinu. He will be close mi Moshe. Close mi Moshe. And in the Shinei Nuschos, we have that the other Gerses are Karav li Moshe. So it's apparently a machlekes in the two Gerses, whether the Mashiach will be Karev Limoshe, means that he's close to Moshe, means that Moshe will be a greater Navi than he is. Karev Me Moshe means that he's close the other direction. He's close from Moshe. Is it close to Moshe or close from Moshe? So the two Gerses in the Rambam, very interesting, whether the Mashiach will be a greater Navi than Moshe or a slightly less Navi than Moshe. If you say that Geras is Karev May Moshe, he is close from Moshe, means a little bit past Moshe. That's the Geras in this Rambam. Other Rambams happen to be the standard. We have both Geras in the two Rambams. We have two different Rambams in Yeshiva. Other Rambams is Karev Lim Moshe, means that he'll be up close to Moshe. But either way, the way the Rambam learns, the way the Yetzirah goes down when the Mashiach comes is by dint of the personalities, but the Hashpah. They see the Hashpah of a great person, that the Mashiach will be such a great person that just his presence on the world will automatically bring down the Yetzirah for everybody in the world.